there on the circuit now. And Sean Shibutari is your leader after a hard-fought battle to get up onto the back and eventually pass Josh Fyfe in that 70 card. Alec Morse in the 98. Luca Kravoski. Then it's Ryan Johnson, Cameron Longmore and Jaden Buldings trying to recover after that spin. As Shibutari under pressure now from Fyfe. They're racing here on lap number 11. White flag out next time by. And Shibutari gets a bit of a break now as Fyfe has Morse trying to dirt track it up in the inside. And it's Kravoski who takes third position back. So Kravoski now is up into third. Fyfe still second. And Shibutari is kicking away at the front of the field as they head up the back straight for the final time. Kravoski looking to try and make a move up the inside of Fyfe. Now what can Morse do back there in fourth position as they come off the top turn? Shibutari looks like he's got enough of a gap now to head through the pit turn. They're all still single file. It's Shibutari who takes the win. Second is Fyfe, Kravoski and Morse across the line in third and fourth. The gap at the start finish line, 0.034 of a second. Ryan Johnson comes home in fifth. And in sixth place, Cameron Longmore holds on by 0.74 of a second over Jaden Bulling, who was making that lunge at the line. A great start to the pre-finals here. This is the Canberra Cup, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting.
Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058 or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time, Capital Aircraft Services. Canberra Car Shed is a full-service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Car Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Finlay Allen's on the pole for the pre-final here in the cadets, but no start that time as the starter not happy with the lineup there. Josh Sargent's on the outside of the front row. Cooper Allen is in position number 3 in the 19 cart. Josh Haynes, the 10 cart. Now, I noticed this morning that the 10 cart actually left the circuit to get some repairs done and then came back a little bit later on. So I'm wondering if there might have been a cracked chassis or something that needed some welding done for the 10 cart of Josh Haynes, starting out of position number 4. Now, the 33 is Benjamin Atkinson. Daniel Ward's in the 21. Mia Bolton is in the 23. And Sebastian Ruiz is the P-plater at the back of the field in P6. So the cadets had some good racing yesterday. Finlay Allen was driving through the field after not the best qualifying run. Allen only qualified 5th fastest, but he certainly had some good race pace. No, well, they're going this time, and it's Sargent who gets the jump over Finlay Allen. Oh, Finlay Allen looks like he's in the kitty litter down there in turn number 1. So, pole sitter has dropped back. to about 7th place. It could be Finlay Allen. It could be, of course, Cooper Allen. I can't pick up which one of the two it is. I know that Josh Sargent is your race leader, and it's Josh Haynes in the 10 cart, the rock solid concreting cart that runs in second as they work through the pit turn for the first time. It's Sargent from Haynes. Now Atkinson up into third position. That's the Darwin Carts and Parts PCR of Benjamin Atkinson. In place. Fourth place is Finlay Allen. Mia Bolton's in the 23, running in fifth. Then it's back to Cooper Allen, Daniel Ward, and Sebastian Ruiz. As they head along the back straight now, Haynes looking to make the pass on the inside of Sargent. Then nose to tail coming off the top turn, though. As Atkinson and Finlay Allen trying to work their way back, Finlay Allen makes the pass on Atkinson. So Atkinson now runs in fourth place. And Finlay Allen in the in-flight ER cart is up to third as Cooper Allen has a wheel in the dirt trying to make the pass on Mia Bolton. So Josh Sargent in the 74 leading the way from the 10 of Josh Haynes. The 28 of Finlay Allen has made the pass on Atkinson, is now starting to close in on that battle at the front of the field. Then it's back to Benjamin Atkinson. Mia Bolton still runs in fifth with Cooper Allen trying to make the move up the inside as they head around the top of the circuit. So Cooper Allen in sixth place. Try to work back from a disastrous start where Cooper Allen was the fastest qualifier yesterday. He started on the pole in the three qualifying heats. Had a first, a DNF, and a second, which was why he had to start out of position number three in this pre-final. And now, with your finishing place in the pre-final determining your starting place in the final, he has dropped even further back, currently sitting in sixth position. Your leader is Josh Sargent in the 74 cart. The 10 is Josh Haynes. The 28 is Finlay Allen. Benjamin Atkinson in the 33. Mia Bolton's in the 23. And then it's Cooper Allen, Daniel Ward, and Sebastian Ruiz is running in eighth position. So with four laps down, Sargent has a 0.631 second advantage over Josh Haynes. Josh Sargent from Grenfell, but very experienced at this Canberra track. The Tegra Monaco kart has a best lap of a 38.868. Josh Haynes' best lap was a 39.163. They set those times on their last lap. So as they come across to complete five laps now, Haynes is into the 38s, a 38.883. For Finlay Allen, a 38.656. So he is currently the fastest driver on the circuit, and that is shown by the fact that he is closed up on Josh Haynes. Haynes now looking to make a move on your race leader, Sargent, as they head up to the top turns. Around the top turn, Sargent holds on for the moment. Finlay Allen makes the move, coming off the top turns, side by side with Josh Haynes in the battle for second. Haynes holds on with the inside line into the first of the pit turns. Through the left-hander, Haynes just holding his line, just holding an inside run into turn number one as Allen drops back slightly, trying to give himself some room to make a pass. Cooper Allen now has made the pass past Mia Bolton, so he is back up into fifth position as he completed that pass going into turn number one. Now Finlay Allen looking to the inside of Josh Haynes again. Finlay Allen side by side with Haynes as they come off the top turns. Haynes fighting on, staying on that inside line into the pit turn. And he will hold on to second again. Josh Sargent using this battle ahead of him to, oh, little bit of contact there between Josh Haynes and Finlay Allen as they came down the start finish straight. So that's obviously where Finlay Allen has got some advantage over Josh Haynes as Sargent has made a mistake coming out of the S's and they all concertina back together. In fact, Haynes with the run on. Here it looks to the inside of Sargent as they go into the top turns. Sargent fast enough to hold on. Now Haynes opened the door in his attempt to try and take the lead. And that means that Finlay Allen is side by side. And Finlay Allen makes the pass going down the pit straight. So Finlay Allen now up into second position. An exciting start to this cadets pre-final here. 8 laps completed. Josh Sargent is your race leader. Finley Allen runs in second. Then it's Josh Haynes in third. Back then, a gap back to Benjamin Atkinson. Cooper Allen trying to close in on him. Mia Bolton behind Cooper Allen, with Daniel Ward and Sebastian Ruiz rounding out the battle. But the battle is still at the front of the field as Haynes trying to come back on Finley Allen, who's making a move on Sargent now. But Sargent holds him off for the moment. The Tegra, cart number 74, leading the way from the 28 of Finley Allen. Josh Haynes in the 10. The top three well clear of the next three, who are working back about 6 seconds behind the leader. In fact, Atkinson now coming under pressure from Cooper Allen. As again, Finley Allen looks to the inside of Sargent. It's three wide up the back straight as Haynes is trying to make a move as well. They fall back into line. Cooper Allen makes the move up the inside of Atkinson as he goes into the top turn that time. And Cooper Allen has worked his way back up to fourth position. 10 laps completed, 2 laps left to run here in the Cadets pre-final, and the Canberra Cup up for grabs in this Cadets. Brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. Tegra, the Grenfell driver of Josh Sargent, leads the way. Finley Allen, that in-flight ER cart, running in second place. Then it's Haynes in the Rock Solid Concreting cart, number 10, running in third. They work their way around the top of the circuit. One more time, Finley Allen looks good. Oh, and contact then! Sargent and Finley Allen. Sargent spins round. He's rejoined the track, but he's in third position as Haynes is now your new race leader. Allen back to second, Sargent now third, white flag is out. Fourth place will be Cooper Allen, Bolton is in fifth, and Atkinson has fallen back to sixth place now as Ward and Ruiz round out the running order. So the leaders heading to the top of the circuit. Finley Allen trying to make a move around the outside of Josh Haynes. Haynes hanging on as they come off the top turns for the final time. It's Josh Haynes in the Rock Solid Concreting cart who heads towards the checkered flag. And Haynes takes the victory by 0.053 of a second over Finley Allen. Josh Sargent comes home in third, then it's Cooper Allen, Mia Bolton, Benjamin Atkinson, Daniel Ward makes his way down the pit straight now, and he will finish in seventh position with Sebastian Ruiz rounding out the field in eighth place. So some great racing in the Cadets pre-final. Up next, it's Tag 125 Heavy.
Linchpin Maintenance Services are a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're a Canberra-based building maintenance company with over 2 decades of experience. They have mobile units that service the ACT region daily and are an environmentally friendly company which prides itself in providing quick, efficient service to their clients. Some of their building management services include electrical lighting maintenance, data, voice, tiling, painting, signage, carpentry, graffiti removal, external cleaning, rubbish removals, electrical and general repairs. Call Linchpin on 0411 405 299. Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058, or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time. Capital Aircraft Services.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley,
Well, Yasbelly Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified, and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yasbelly Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Tag 125 Heavy's pre-final out on the circuit now, and it's an interesting grid because the fastest qualifier was Robert Hogan, but he'll start out of fourth position here in this final, pre-final. In fact, he'll start out of fifth position in the pre-final, although I can't see Andrew Hemphill out on the circuit. Okay, so Andrew Hemphill has lost his chain on the outgrid. Now, I'm wondering if they're just giving him 2 minutes here to get that chain back on so he can get started. Give you the starting lineup: John McCabe in the 66. Hemphill is supposed to start out of position number 2. Laver in the 7 starts out of 3. Paul McCabe in the 8. Robert Hogan in the 25, and Warren Hall in the 33. Now, Andrew Hemphill will not start, so he will have to come out of position number 6 in the final. They come to the green light, and it's McCabe who gets the lead. Oh, trying to go up the inside is Robert Hogan, and there was no inside to try and make the move in. So Hogan finds his way up to second. Laver's dropped back to fourth as Paul McCabe runs in third. Laver about to make the move on Paul McCabe as they head along the back straight and up into the top turns. McCabe fights off Laver for the moment. That's the battle for third, the battle for the lead. John McCabe and Robert Hogan in the 25. Hogan putting the pressure on John McCabe in the 6. So as race leader heads through the S's, it's John McCabe who leads the way. McCabe with Hogan right behind him. Hogan looking to the inside, can't make the pass. Laver has made the pass on Paul McCabe, and Warren Hall is closing in on Paul McCabe now. So McCabe is going to have a battle on his hands here with 13 laps left to run. John McCabe comes across the start-finish line. Robert Hogan right on his back bumper. Hogan in the 25 cart. That's the Canberra Kart Shed B&R Esprit cart, number 25. Laver in the 7 cart. Runs by himself now in third place. Paul McCabe in the 8. And Warren Hall in the 33 rounds out this running order. As a great start by John McCabe. Robert Hogan, who had to come out of fifth position, just ran it hard down the inside. And, well, he knew he was going to have to get a good run on John McCabe. John McCabe won Heat 1 and Heat 3. He was third in Heat 2. In Heat 2, it was Paul McCabe who won that heat after a lot of shenanigans saw Robert Hogan finishing back in sixth position. Andrew Hemphill, who'd been running up the front all day, finished in fourth. So Hemphill did not start here in this pre-final. He threw a chain on the start grid. So that quite costly for him. He'll start out of position number 6 in the final later on today. John McCabe is your race leader. Robert Hogan in second position. There's about a half a cart length gap as the leader heads across the start finish line with 5 laps remaining. Hogan makes the move up the inside, runs wide, and McCabe straight away makes the crossover and back to the lead. So McCabe leading the way once again in the 66 cart. The 25 is Robert Hogan. Then it's back to Barry Laver in the 7. Warren Hall and Paul McCabe round out the running order. Just the 5 carts here in Tag 125 Heavy. The pre-final now 1/3 completed. Lap number 6, and Hogan goes in this time. He gets it wowed up, not so he can allow John McCabe to go back past him. So McCabe falls into line and now will have to work on the back of that 25 card to see where he can find his strength to Robert Hogan's weakness. Robert Hogan, your race leader. John McCabe in the 66 now running in second place. Barry Laver in the 7 cart, all by himself there in third, with Warren Hall in the 33, followed then by Paul McCabe, rounds out the running here in the Tag 125 Heavy Pre-Final. Robert Hogan, his fastest lap of the race, a 33.284. John McCabe's fastest lap of the race is the fastest lap of the race, a 33.283. So 1/1000th of a second, the difference between those two carts in lap time so far in this race. And both those fastest laps by each of those drivers set on lap 3. They've now completed 8 laps, and Hogan now running a 33.777 to John McCabe's 33.654. So the Canberra Kart Shed Xprix kart number 25 of Robert Hogan is your race leader. Second place, John McCabe. McCabe followed then by Laver in the 7 kart. Laver in a Tony kart. Warren Hall in the Arrow 33 card has Paul McCabe. In the Thea McGrath Photography, card number 8, rounding out the field. So as the leader, Robert Hogan heads through the pit turn once again. His last lap was a 33.34. This lap a 33.448. So he's starting to get a bit of a gap now. He's pulled 0.4 of a second away from John McCabe, who runs in second. Barry Laver is 8.5 seconds behind the leader, and then Warren Hall is 14 seconds behind the race leader, Robert Hogan, who now is 10 laps completed. 2/3 of the race distance, just over that as he completes lap number 11. So Hogan a 33.5, McCabe a 33.4. So the gap still of a second, but maybe McCabe was just saving some tyres here in this middle stretch to try and get himself into a position to challenge late in the race. The gap, not much, 0.4 of a second. In kart length terms, it's probably about 4.5 kart lengths. But John McCabe will certainly fight this one all the way to the checkered flag. The gap looks like it's open for mine. It has, as Robert Hogan, a 33.386 to John McCabe's 33.499. John McCabe, though, still with the fastest lap of the race. Hogan, with clear track in front of him, will he try to go after a fastest lap and really try and break the back of the challenge of John McCabe, who has fallen further behind? So Robert Hogan has kicked it up a notch. The 33.4 for Robert Hogan to a 33.44 John McCabe. So in fact that gap stayed the same, although visually it looked like it had increased. So it's Robert Hogan, John McCabe, Barry Laver, Warren Hall and Paul McCabe. The running order here in the Tag 125 Heavy Pre-Final, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. White flag is out. Thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club in season 2013. We've had a great season, this being the 11th and final round of the championship. Hogan across the line as your race leader. He's out to a 0.6 of a second gap. And in fact, John McCabe has slowed quite markedly on the circuit there, and that gap is extended significantly. So McCabe will have to settle with second as Robert Hogan takes the checkered flag. Hogan takes the victory. McCabe limps his card across the line in the end, and Barry Laver will come home in third. So That last lap from John McCabe, a 37.7, and he is actually struggling to get that cart back up there over the rise, let alone up the hill, to get it back into pit lane. So an interesting conclusion to the Tag 125 Heavies, with Warren Hall in fourth and Paul McCabe in a fifth position.
Jennifer Nipperis from Aussie, call her on 0414 243 726 for a home loan health check, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 0414 243 726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Getting set for a start
Yass
here.
Yass Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrum Bateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow box, it's cut to the required sizes and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie on 0408 694 464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering fire to Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
All right, getting set for a start here in Junior Max Pre-Final. Zane Morse will start from the pole in the 11 cart. Josh Fife in the 70 starts on the outside. The 17 is Josh Hemphill, in 5, Alex Nicholson, Brock Harris in the 29. Watch him off the start. He has been electric on the start so far this weekend. 94 is Cripper. So Morse has won 3 heats from 3 starts. Fife has had 3 second place finishes. They're in good formation here. Coming around to the acceleration line. And Fife looks like he got the best of the start that time, but they're still in formation going down into the braking zone. And once again, Brock Harris dives up the inside as the gap opened for him, and he's picked up at least one place coming through the S's. It's Zane Morse, your race leader, from Josh Fife. Zane Morse in the CC Racing Karting World Tony Kart leading the way. You'll see that he has a blue number plate on that kart, and that is from the South Australian Championships 3 weeks ago, where he took out this class. And now will run the blue number plate for the rest of the year. Blue number plate signifying a state champion. A green number plate signifies a national champion. So Alex Nicholson made short work of Brock Harris, who's got Chris Cooper right on his back bumper now, as they work their way around the top of the circuit once again. Zane Moore leader here to point of a second lead. 0-5. Josh Hemphill runs back there in third with Alex Nicholson and Chris Cooper. Lap was a 32.955. So in fact, he was the fastest man out there as he looks to the inside of Zane Morse, who's currently just ran up the back straight there with his hand leaning over onto the carburetor. So perhaps he was looking at making some adjustments to the air fuel mixture on that kart. Fife leading the way, Morse leading the way, but Fife again just a fraction faster than Zane Morse. Fife with the fastest lap of the race. He set that on lap two. But they are picking up the pace and kicking away from Josh Hemphill in the 17, who now has Alex Nicholson closing in on him. So Alex Nicholson runs in fourth place after dropping back to fifth off the start. It's still Zane Morse, Josh Fife, 1 and 2, nose to tail. Back to Hemphill and Nicholson. Now Nicholson this weekend has had a third, a fourth, and a DNF. Hemphill, a 6th and 2 third place finishes. So obviously Hemphill wants to continue that run of third place finishes. He's not got the pace of the front two, but still a good chance for the podium here. Nicholson, though, keeping him honest with the pressure right on his back bumper. Your leader is cart number 11, Zane Morse, as he works through the S's. Another 32.893 for Zane Morse, a 32.886. And that now is the fastest lap of the race. Josh Fife in the 70 cart. Well, he's cutting some quick laps, but he just cannot find a way to make a pass on Zane Morse. So as the leaders head through the S's once again, Nicholson has made the move on Josh Hemphill now. So he is up into third position. Hemphill's going to try and come back at him as they go over the rise and through the dip up onto the back straight. Nicholson protects that line. Hemphill trying to make a move off the top turns. Can't do so. And he has to settle with fourth place now. Josh Hemphill shuffled back to fourth in the Monaco cart. Zane Morse is your race leader. Josh Fife in second position. Alex Nicholson in third. Josh Hemphill, Chris Cooper and Brock Harris rounds out the running order. So Brock Harris, the only driver not from the Canberra club in this field, is in the Design Construction Electrical Arrow X1 from Wollongong. That Wollongong Car Club has their track based out there at Picton. As across the line, Zane Morse once again. Fife, Nicholson, Hemphill, Cooper and Harris maintaining their positions as we have 7 laps remaining. Just, in fact, 6 laps remaining now next time by the start-finish line. Fife is continuing to put the pressure on Morse. Zane Morse in that 11 car has been doing a lot of travelling over the last few years, racing all over the country. Had a very disappointing New South Wales State Championships at Lithgow at the beginning of October, as we mentioned, bounced back with the win in South Australia at the beginning of this month. Josh Fife in the 70 cart. Another quick lap from him on lap 8, a 32.790. So Fife still with the fastest lap of any competitor out there. Interesting that Nicholson now is running in the 32s, and 32.87 for him, his best lap. He's done a 33.2 on that lap as we complete 10 laps here in the Junior Max pre-final. Zane Morse, Josh Fife, Alex Nicholson, Josh Hemphill, then it's back to Cooper and Harris to round out the field. So no change at the front. Zane Morse is still well in control in the CC Racing Karting World entry. Fife runs in second, then it's back to Nicholson in that MEP karting Tony kart. Well, that looks more like an Esprit than a Tony kart, so they haven't updated their information on the competitor management system, as Fife looks to make a move up the inside now on Morse as they head into the top turns. Fife got up beside Morse, but Morse just kept the boot in it and fought him off. So with just 3 laps left to run, Josh Fife has decided it's time to light the switch. Morse runs wide now and Fife's through into turn number one. So Fife, keeping the pressure on the back of that number 11, finally found the opening and through to the lead. Now what can Morse do? Morse working on the back of the 70 cart now. With two laps left to run, next time by the start finish line, they head into the pit turn. Morse, who had been leading it for 11 of the 12 laps, in fact, 13 laps we've now completed. A 33.0 with the pass to Morse's 33.5. And with Fife, who has been behind Morse setting the fastest laps of the race, you know that he's got some pace there. Can he use that pace to his advantage to give himself a little bit of room? They race down to the white flag. Morse trying to go up the inside into the pit turn. They come to the white flag. And it is Fife who leads the way. Morse in second. Nicholson Hempiller back there in third. But the focus is on the front of the field where the 70 of Josh Fife, the two Tony Kahns battling it out as Fife works through the dip and up onto the back straight. Zane Morse runs in second. What can he do around the top turns this time? Fife holding on for the moment. He's going to run it down the middle of the track on the pit straight into the pit turns now. And it looks like Josh Fife has done it. He takes the victory. Zane Morse comes home in second. Nicholson's home in third. Hemphill is in fourth. Fifth place will go to Chris Cooper and Brock Harris. Will round out the field in Junior Max. What a great drive by Josh Fife to take the victory there in a well-crafted race. Clubman Pro is up next here in the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2013.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas a call today on 6241 8237. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, changing your DNS records, whatever your needs. Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, the equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine and all your spare parts. Call Stable Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway in Clubman Pro as it's Glenn Linnett who has taken the jump off and leads the way. Now, Hayden Sunderland, who was quick yesterday in Heat 1 and then won Heats 2 and 3, he's up to speed yet, and Brendan Post is all over his back. The Wagga driver running in third, with Sunderland from Wollongong being led by Glenn Linnett. Now, the 40 carter Glenn Linnett, he withdrew from the third heat, said the chasing as it was coming down the pit straight with two laps to go, and he thought he'd dive into the pits rather than chance any damage to the engine. So Glenn Linnett leading the way. Sunderland now has caught him and is all over his back bumper here as Sunderland dives up the inside of Linnett going into the S's, and that's a good move by Hunt in the Germani Trophies Tony Kart. And he will lead the way now up the back straight on lap number 3:15. So, Clubman Pro pre-final, Linnett, Sunderland and Post out there for this pre-final. And Post just starting to lose ground, lose sight of the in Sunderland and Linnett. as we'll have Tag Restricted at Heavy up next to complete their pre-final. Now, the Club of Tag Restricted Heavies ran together yesterday, but there was some concern in two of the three heats. There seemed to be situations where the two mixing it up amongst themselves and changing the outcome of races. So the decision by the officials was to split the Club and Tag Restricteds up for the pre-finals and finals today. Hayden Sunderland's your race leader by 0.4 of a second over Glenn Linnett. Sunderland was the fastest qualifier in the Clubman Pro class. He had a 34.827, his fastest lap. He's done a 34.53 in this race. So he's been quicker than Glenn Linnett the weekend, whose fastest lap of the race is still better than his qualifying time. It's a 34.994. Now, just a reminder, I've got an announcement from the officials to remind you that engine starts only be done at the engine starting bay at the back of the outgrid. Just a reminder, fines apply to competitors starting their engine in their back. And the officials have asked me to remind everyone that the engine starting area is at the back of the outgrid. Hayden Sunderland continuing to lead here at 5 now completed, a 34.573, his best lap, his last lap a 34.837. Now that's very qualifying time, so Sunderland getting some great power out of his cart. Glenn Linnett, a 35.374. That is also just around his qualifying time, but Linnett has certainly been faster than that right throughout this weekend. Brennan Post in the 16 cart runs in third place. So with Clubman Pro now just gone over half race distance, Sunderland, Linnett, Paul, and Post is the circuit. So Brennan Post, a DNF in the pre-final. He's decided that he's running at the heavier weight of the two. So Sunderland and Linnett closer to that pre-Clubman Pro weight limit, and Post just a bit too far over it to keep in contact with those front runners. But Sunderland now out to a significant lead over Glenn Linnett. A 3-second gap it is between first and second positions. So as Clubman Pro continue on their pre-final, Tag Restricted Heavy will be on the grid waiting for their pre-final with Open Performance Light and Heavy at the back of the dummy grid. Sunderland leading the way. His last lap a 34.856. Linnett, he has lapped this time was a 35.534. So Hayden Sunderland's 0.6 of a second faster than Glenn Linnett out on the racetrack, and that gap is now out to 3.7 seconds. So Hayden Sunderland doing it quite easily at the front of the field. He's about 3/10 of a second slower than his best lap time as he comes across the line once again. 5 laps remaining here in the pre-final for Clubman Pro. Hayden Sunderland, Glenn Linnett, and Brendan Post, as we mentioned, pulled off the circuit just 4 laps ago. Not sure if it was a mechanical problem on that car. Hopefully he'll be right in the final. Sunderland and Linnett. The gap this time by was 4.229 seconds. As Linnett just working on his carburetor there. So as he was coming down the pit straight, you could see his hand making some adjustments to the either high or low speed needles to adjust that airflow ratio into the engine. And he had problems yesterday in heat number 3, which caused him to pull out of the race, in fact, because he was feeling like a hunting or a surging of the engine and thought it was safer to pull it in than to continue on. Well, he's decided to continue on this time as he makes another adjustment going into Sunderland now out to a 5.2 second advantage. Another 34.676 for Hayden Sunderland. 5.328 the lap minute as they come down to complete 13 laps next time by. Two laps remaining, and Hayden Sunderland well in control of this Clubman Pro pre-final. Just a reminder, tomorrow morning at, I think about 5 a.m. will be the American Grand Prix, the U.S. Grand Prix from Austin, Texas. And just this morning, you might have caught it on your way out here, but it was Sebastian Vettel who, was slower than Mark Webber in the first two sectors of his final qualifying lap at the Circuit of the Americas, but drove a blistering final sector to take the pole for tomorrow's event by just a tenth of a second. And it was Lotus's Roman Grosjean who finished third ahead of Sauber's Nico Hülkenberg. Lewis Hamilton was fifth fast ahead of Fernando Alonso. Driver Sergio Perez qualified seventh ahead of Kimi Raikkonen's stand-in of Keke Hovelainen in the Lotus. So across the finish line, Hayden Sunderland victory in Clubman Pro from Glenn Liddett. Tag restricted heavy will be out onto the circuit next.
Quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Supply
418-964-378. BioZoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the cleaner will do the job for you with multi-surface cleaners, bio metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's BioZoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418-964-378. BioZoom. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. For all your concrete and paving, give them a call today.
Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop, inspection and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. Brett at the track, or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set now for a start here in Tag Restricted Heavy's pre-final. Majak Rosinski is on the pole in the kart 26. That's the Woods Bakery kart. Clint Liebhardt in the 2. Lance Horn in the 49. Worsley in the 67. And the 61P is Mark Curry. So as they get set for a start, Hawaiian Racing gets the jump over Liebhardt. No, he doesn't. No, he didn't go racing that time. So starter not happy with that lineup. So Majak Rosinski. Just getting away too quickly there. Now the yellow line on the circuit is the acceleration line. Drivers to accelerate until they get to that yellow line, and then they're supposed to accelerate away from there based on the pole sitter's movements. In fact, the pole sitter can accelerate at any point after that yellow line. So, as they come to the start, this time it's green and Liebhardt gets the jump. Rosinski back there in second now in heat number three. Yesterday, Liebhardt was able to get in front of Rosinski. Rosinski does not want to waste any time trying to make the move back, because it was a last lap pass in the end that Rosinski was able to keep his perfect run of three heat race wins. So Liebhardt, what to do now, as Rosinski, right on his back bumper, trying to come out of the top. In the two cart, leading the way from Rosinski and the 26. Now it's back to Horn. Behind Horn is Curry. And Mark Horsley rounds out the field. So as they work their way around the top of the circuit, it's Liebhardt, Clint Liebhardt, who leads the way from Majak Rosinski there. Lap number two. Rosinski now side by side as they come onto the main straight. Liebhardt got wide coming out of the pit turns, and Rosinski just immediately jumped into the hole, gave enough room there for Liebhardt to keep battling on. But it's Rosinski who is your race leader. So great move there. Rosinski leading the way from Liebhardt. Horn, Curry and Horsley round out the running order. So Majak Rosinski yesterday, fastest qualifier, and he had a significant advantage over Lance Horn, who was the second fastest qualifier. And Horn was a 35.059. Rosinski was a 34.824. So based on qualifying speed, you'd expect Majak Rosinski now to open up a big advantage with what will be 11 laps remaining next time past the start-finish line. So Rosinski, Liebhardt, Horn, Curry and Horsley. Liebhardt had three second-place finishes yesterday, two Lance Horn's, three third-place finishes. Rosinski, though, not getting away from Liebhardt. He has 0.4 of a second gap at the start-finish line, but Liebhardt looks to have some advantages going through the tighter sections of the circuit. And then Rosinski just powers away once he gets through the S's and is able to really make the most of that straight-line speed from that Woods Bakery Esprit cart. Number 26, Majak Rosinski. So you can see a couple of different chassis and theories on how the cart should be set up, with the radiators, some being placed right next to the engine, others on the opposite side to the engines, as the different cart manufacturers look at different ways of balancing up the chassis with the water-cooled carts. Majak Rosinski is your race leader. Liebhardt closes in on him again, going into turn number one. They're right nose to tail, and then Rosinski gets away as he comes up over the rise, through the dip and up onto the back straight. So, Mark Curry in the P61 currently runs in fourth place. Now, he had all sorts of troubles throughout the first two heats of yesterday. In fact, DNF'd twice for different reasons, and then was able to finish in fourth place in the last race of yesterday. So with Mark Curry now right on the back bumper of Lance Horn, they're battling for third position. Curry's qualifying time was a 35.4. So that time would have had him qualifying, were he not a P-plater, in fourth place. Just loses a bit of ground to Lance Horn that time. as Liebhardt also losing a bit of ground to Majak Rosinski, who leads the way. Rosinski's fastest lap of the race, a 35.060. Liebhardt has the fastest lap of the race of all competitors, a 34.903. So Clint Liebhardt, who has driven extremely well this weekend in that number two top card entry, he has had the consistency there of 3 second place finishes, but in qualifying, he was, in fact, a half a second behind Majak Rosinski on his best lap. So he's now pulled out a lap here in the pre-final, which is almost a, well, it's almost half a second quicker than his qualifying lap. Rosinski now completes two-thirds of this pre-final with 10 laps down. Liebhardt in second place, 0.7 of a second behind. So Rosinski really starting to pull away. They're going to come up onto the back of Mark Horsley in the 67 cart. So the blue flags will be out there. And it'll be interesting to see if Mark Horsley is going to affect the racing. No, he gets immediately out the way and just slowed himself down to a crawl there and to allow the leaders to get through, and did not affect their race whatsoever. So some good driving, some very aware driving of the situation. Horsley knows that he's not mixing it with the front runners. And unfortunately, for Lance Horne, he caught Horsley right in the right-hander of the S's. So that has had an effect, where Curry, who was a half a second behind, is now on his back bumper, as we'll have three laps remaining, this time by the start-finish line. And Curry, well, could he find a way to get past Lance Horne for third place? Horne opens that gap back up immediately to 0.4 of a second. So perhaps Curry doesn't have the speed required to be able to make a challenge here late in the race. Race leader is the 26 card of Majak Rosinski. Rosinski leading two cards, it's 0.8 of a second back. Then it's Lance Horne with Mark Curry. Horne yesterday, as I mentioned, had 3 third place finishes and just found himself not being able to show the speed that he had in qualifying throughout those heat races. And now Horne is under fire again from Mark Curry. Horne fast along the straight. Curry seems to have the advantage as they go through the tighter sections of the track. That's where he's really catching up on the 49 of Lance Horne. So the problems that put Curry out of the first two heats seem long gone now, as it is Majak Rosinski with half a lap left to run. The battle is for third position, as it is Lance Horne under pressure from Mark Curry. They work their way along the back straight here on the final lap, and Horne has pulled away from Curry now. So race leader is Majak Rosinski. He'll get the win here in the pre-final. Liebhardt holds on to second, Horne's third, and Curry dropped a lot of time on that last lap to finish fourth, and one lap down, Mark Horsley finishes in fifth place. This is the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2013.
Canberra Car Shed is a full-service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kartshed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.
Linchpin Maintenance Services are a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're a Canberra-based building maintenance company with over two decades of experience. They have mobile units that service the ACT region daily and are an employee friendly company which prides itself in providing quick, efficient service to their clients. Some of their building management services include electrical lighting maintenance, data, voice, tiling, painting, signage, carpentry, graffiti removal, external cleaning, rubbish removals, electrical and general repairs. Call Linchpin on 0411 405 299.
As we get set now for a start here in Open Performance Light and Open Performance Heavy's pre-final, Martin Valeri in the 13, Ruse in the 5, and Mark Townsend in the 3. We're away in racing. Valeri gets the jump off the start. Steve Martin in the heavies gets the jump over Sala. So that'll be interesting to see how that heavies battle will play out as the twin of Steve Martin gets the advantage and ahead of Sala now. Valeri in that gearbox Open Performance card. You'll see him banging up and down the gears here. And he'll make 26, I believe, gear changes per lap in the space of a 31-second lap. That's a lot of extra things to do, as well as pointing the cart in the right direction. Jose Ruiz in that Ruiz Construction Apex Real Estate Energy cart runs in second. Four. Valeri, he had a second and two wins in the heat races. Four. For Jose Ruiz, he won heat one and then two third place finishes. Mark Townsend had a third and 2 seconds in Open Performance Light, in Open Performance, well, Tiger Flag, a Black and White Diagonal Flag is contact. I think what happened there is Valeri had missed a gear, and now Ruiz and Townsend got into his, into him, and all three carts coming together. Now from my position, I can see that the side pod has ripped completely off the side of that cart and is hanging on over the front wheel, the front left wheel. So for Valeri, a tough end to what was building up to be a good pre-final there. Mark Townsend now is your race leader. Now Michael Sala is ahead of Jose Ruiz is now running in 7th position. He's the last cart on the circuit. He makes the move on Danny Jarks going into the dip, so he's up to 6th place. Steve Martin, I didn't see what happened to Steve Martin. He was leading the heavies for a while there, and now he's working his way up as he makes a big dive up the inside of Michael Hannaford going into the pit turn. So, as our race leader is Mark Townsend. Michael Sala leads the heavies and runs in second position. Then it's Eddie Ruiz. Steve Marson's back there in fourth position with Hannaford in fifth and Jose Ruiz in sixth. Danny Jarks in seventh position. Now, a 13 cart was going to get the black and white diagonal flag. He would have seen it, I'm sure, as he was pulling over to the side of the racetrack. He's taken himself to a safe position off the circuit. But he will have to still, I think, visit the stewards at the end of this race. So Mark Townsend will start from the pole in the Open Performance Light Final. The two cart now. The two cart of Steve Martin also getting a black and white diagonal flag. So the Open Performance class, in fact, is the first class here on Sunday to have two races, as their third heat was held over to Sunday yesterday, and they're really racing for sheep stations here in this pre-final now. An incident in the pit turn on lap number two saw all three of the Open Performance Lights carts into each other, and unfortunately for Martin Valeri, his cart with some significant damage on it, which has seen him pull off the circuit. Now Steve Martin also will have to visit the stewards at the end of this race, as he is on the back of Eddie Ruiz, looking for third place outright and second place in class. As Martin and Ruiz, Eddie Ruiz in the energy cart number 6, through the S's now, and Eddie Ruiz has got Martin all over his back bumper as they head up the back straight once again. Now closing in is Jose Ruiz, and Jose Ruiz now on the back of Steve Martin. So Steve Martin trying to grab third place on the racetrack. Ruiz trying to work his way back, and it's a big slide job from Jose Ruiz. And he makes the move on Martin going into turn number one. Now gets past Eddie Ruiz, and Steve Martin's going to go up with him. So Eddie Ruiz just moved out the way, really, of Jose Ruiz and allowed Steve Martin to go with him. So he'll be kicking himself there as the race leader heads across the start finish line. In fact, Mark Townsend with 11 laps completed. Townsend, Salah, Jose Ruiz, Martin, Eddie Ruiz, Hannaford and Jarks, as they work their way to complete lap number 12. Looking at the lap times for Mark Townsend there, his last lap a 31.8, Salah a 32.02. Salah's qualifying time was a 31.4. So Salah's fastest lap of the race a 31.9. So one of the few occasions where we've seen the drivers not as quick in race trim as they were in their qualifying trim yesterday. So Mark Townsend, your race leader, completes 13 laps, has a 6.7 second lead over Michael Salah, as he'll head to the white flag this time by. So Townsend now. Now Jose Ruiz has slowed on the circuit. He's gone a lap down, in fact. So Jose Ruiz on that last lap has dropped back to 7th once again, and is now one lap down on your race leader in Mark Townsend. Townsend heads round the top of the circuit for the final time. Now, I don't know if Jose Ruiz is going to even make it to the checkered flag here. He's very slow on the circuit. He'll get out the way of Michael Salas now, as the checkered flag is out for Mark Townsend. Salas is home in second. Jose Ruiz in the 5 car, a lap down in 7th position. Steve Martin will come home next, ahead of Eddie Ruiz, Michael Hannaford and Danny Jarks. Round out the running order here in Open Performance. Well, what a race that has turned out to be. Junior National Heavy is up next here at the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2013.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
Jennifer Nipperis from Aussie. Call her on 0414 243 726 for a home loan health check, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 0414 243 726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058 or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time, Capital Aircraft Services.
Biozone offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablow on 0418 964 378. Biozone, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal part cleaners and even an eco lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zuglotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at Shop 7, 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell. Whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Premier Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sportswear, 25 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Do you need a new kart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Racing underway here in Junior National Heavy Heat, pre-final, as Jackie Isren, who won all three heats but has 6 points. To explain that, normally a win would give you 0 points, but he was involved in an incident in heat number three, which saw him cop a 6 point penalty, and he still was able to start from the pole, even with that penalty applied, because he had won all three heats. Well, he'd run the previous two heats, which meant that he only had 0 points plus the 6 point penalty to give you the explanation why Jackie Isren in the 33 cart from the North Shore Karting Club based there at Eastern Creek. Is not out there with a clean slate, I should say. Josh Fife in the 70 cart runs in second place. He's got ahead of Cody Boulding, who was second highest qualifier through the heat races. Fife across the races, though, had two second place finishes. Unfortunately, he was involved in the contact with Isren, and he finished in sixth place in heat number three. He's now up into second position, and Cody Boulding back there in third. Boulding with two third place finishes and a second throughout the heat races in earlier competition in this Canberra Cup of 2013. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Cup of 2013. We hope you're enjoying all the action here at the Canberra Kartway. Isren across the line, a 37.191 for Jackie Isren that time. Fife faster, a 37.093. So Fife for the fastest kart on the circuit. Cody Boulding, a 37.135. So in fact, second and third faster than your race leader currently. And Jackie Isren, the 33 kart, leading the way from the 70, the NGW stable karting. Entry of Josh Fife. Cody Boulding in the WAS Automotive CK karting. Top kart, 19, running in third. Then it's back to Lachlan Chancellor. That's the metal shop entry. Runs in fourth position with Chris Cooper, Joel Townsend, and Harrison Post out there in sixth and seventh position. So, as the race leader, Jackie Isren now has a 0.3 of a second lead over Josh Fife and Cody Boulding. Chancellor is trying to join onto the back of that battle. Chancellor, who sits in fourth position, just about 1 second behind the top three. And he's got Chris Cooper, who is trying to close in on him. So Isren now under some pressure from Fife as they head around the top of the circuit. Isren, who won all three heats one and two yesterday, were cracking races, with Isren, who qualified second fastest, having to make some great passing movements on Josh Fife, who was able to use that pole position to his advantage. But as the two Tony Karts head up for the back straight once again, Cody Boulding still sits in third, is not out of this battle. Cody Boulding with the fastest lap of the race, a 37.040. Fife a 37.050, and Isren with a 37.151. Chancellor's quickest lap is a 37.302. Chris Cooper, Joel Townsend, and Harrison Post round out the running order. So as the leaders head up the back straight once again, seven laps completed, they have five laps remaining. In fact, check that, they'll have four laps remaining when they complete this lap eight. Isren, Fife, Boulding. Fife just holding on with enough room here to make his race a comfortable one at the front of the field. Fife's trying to close in on him. Boulding just dropping off the pace now of the front two, as he is 1 second behind your leader, Jackie Isren. So 36.988, Jackie Isren, now the fastest kart on the circuit. Fife a 37.041, so that's 1/1000th of a second slower than Cody Boulding's fastest lap. But Boulding was 0.2 of a second off the pace last lap. This time by, it's Isren, Fife, Boulding, Chancellor. as the leaders work their way around the top of the circuit. Isrin now a 37.01, his last lap, a 37.12 for Fife, a 37.06 for Boulding. So Boulding picking up the pace once again. Isrin a 37.02, Fife a 37.2. That gives Boulding with a 37.1 a chance to have a crack at Fife now for the second position. Race leader heads up around the top of the circuit is Jackie Isrin, but Boulding is on the back of Fife. Boulding trying to make a move, coming off the top turns, and Boulding gets to the front. Fife fights back, and Fife will hold on to second position. Isrin now kicking clear of this battle for second. Josh Fife and Cody Boulding nose to tail as they run under the white flag. One lap remains, and Isrin is out to a solid now 1.1 seconds over Josh Fife. Cody Boulding back there in third, and he is looking to try and make a move as they head up around the top of the circuit. So Isrin going to take a solid victory here from Fife. Boulding, what can they do? Final turn, and Fife heads to the line, second place, Boulding third. But Jackie Isrin with a solid win. Joel Townsend off the circuit. So the final cart to complete the race behind Chris Cooper is Harrison Post. Joel Townsend pulled out on that white flag lap. So Jackie Isrin takes the pre-final here in Junior National Heavies. The Rookies is up next. This is the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2013.
Canberra Car Shed is a full-service car shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Kartshed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
Biozoom offer quality cleaning products. Call Sunday Zablo on 0418 964 378. Biozoom, used by the Canberra Kart Racing Club, they offer a range of hand cleaners, dual action deodorizers, sanitizers, laundry liquid, eco, truck wash, degreasers, hand cleaners and toilet roll dispensers. They also have leather cleaners, conditioners and protectors. If you've got a problem in the showers, the tile cleaner will do the job for you. With multi-surface cleaners, bio-metal hard cleaners and even an eco-lemon cleaner. It's Biozoom. Quality cleaning products. Call Zonte Zublotto 0418 964 378. Biozoom, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Getting set for a start here in the Rookies pre-final. It's Thomas Sargent who'll start from the pole. Benito Montalbano in position number 2 in cart number 6. The 75's Rowan Fripp, the 7's Taylor Harness, 77 William Granger, and the P18 is Jessica Morris. Montalbano gets the jump off the start and will lead them into turn number 1. Sargent back there in 2nd. Fripp's up to 3rd as Granger gets past Harness for 4th position. Sargent working on the back of Montalbano as they head along the back straight now, and Sargent makes the pass as they head into the top turn on lap number 1. So Sargent, who has had 2 wins from 3 starts here, 1 heat 1 and heat 3, but had to do it the hard way on both occasions when Montalbano was able to get in front and just drive a very smart race. This time, Sargeant wasted no time in trying to get to the front of the field. Montalbano was holding on, and the gap at the start-finish line was just 0.281 of a second, which was about a cart length. But heading up the back straight now, Sargeant has kicked away and got himself about a 3 to 4 cart length advantage as they went around the top turns now. Sargeant in the Tegra, cart from Grenfell. Number 47 leading the way from the Scuderia PCR cart number 6 of Benito Montalbano. It's Fripp in the cart shed, ACT Car Recyclers, Tony Kart running in third place, with Granger in the Arrow running in fourth, and then Grenfell's Taylor Harness in fifth place, behind that Jessica Morris in the P18. Now, as I mentioned before, the P plate signifying a driver that's done less than 3 race meetings. They start from the back of each of the races, each of the heats, pre-finals and finals, and as they gain more experience, they'll start to mix it up with the competitors. After that 3 races, the officials will sign off their license, and they'll be able to start wherever they qualify in a case of the Canberra Cup, or wherever they're drawn in the case of a regular open sprint club meeting. So Sargeant now out to a 1.3-second advantage as Montalbano is falling back into the clutches of Rowan Fripp. Fripp has had an up-and-down day, a weekend, with a third place in Heat 1, a fourth place in Heat 2, and then a third place in Heat number 3. He's up to second as he makes the pass on the sixth cart of Benito Montalbano. As Montalbano looks behind him, going down the front straight, wanting to know how far behind William Granger is to see how much he can try and defend his position now, as he will start from the second row for the first time this weekend if he stays in third position. Thomas Sargeant was the fastest qualifier with a 37.240. He just did a 37.549 on his last lap, a 37.781 now for Thomas Sargeant in the Tegra cart. Fripp running in second positions. Last lap was his fastest, a 37.714. And Montalbano at 37.709. So Montalbano was pulling up onto the back bumper of Fripp as they were heading into turn number one, but as they work their way around the top of the circuit now, it looks like he's lost a significant amount of ground. The gap out to probably about 0.1 of a second again as they come across the line. In fact, it's 0.2 of a second. Montalbano closes up though under the heavy braking through turn one into turn two and the S's. He goes for the carburetor now to try and improve the performance of that cart. Sargeant is your race leader. Fripp is in second. Montalbano is in third. Granger runs in fourth. For William Granger, who had a fifth, a sixth, and then a fourth place, he's up in fourth once again and looking quite comfortable in that position. Back there in fifth place, and Jessica Morris is in sixth. Unfortunately, Anthony Loss had a DNF in... Well, actually, he had a seventh and fifth place in Saturday's racing, but hasn't come out for racing here on Sunday. So the Canberra Cup of 2013, Thomas Sargeant in the 47 is your race leader from Rowan Fripp in the cart shed, ACT Car Recyclers, number 75, the PCR cart of Montalbano is in third place, but is now right back on the back bumper of Fripp as they head into turn number one now. Fripp's opened the door and Montalbano is through. So Montalbano back up into second position. Fripp shuffled back to third now. And it looks like Montalbano just is lacking straight line speed, because Fripp pulls up beside him going into the top turns. They were side by side along the back straight, but Montalbano goes into the top turn deeper and holds on to that second position. So Sargent still leads. 3 laps left to run for Sargent, who's completed 9 laps now. His last lap, a 37.725 for Thomas Sargent, a 38.1 for Montalbano, a 38.4 for Rowan Fripp, who again ranges up on the side of that six cart, but as they head into the top turns, Montalbano going into the turns deeper and is able to clear the 75 cart and has got a gap now. As they come across the start-finish line, it closes up again. And Fripp looking for an opening to grab second place back. All the while, Thomas Sargent is out to a 3-second lead at the front of the field. Montalbano, Fripp, Granger, Harness and Morris is the running order. And Granger now starting to get caught by Harnesses. Fripp makes the pass into the top turns now, and Fripp is back to second position. So Rowan Fripp back up to second as Sargent continues to lead. White flag is out. Montalbano now, what can he do as he heads down the start finish straight? Fripp takes a tight line in. Montalbano just gets the nose and opens up a gap there into the S's, and Montalbano leads again. Fripp looks to go to the inside. Montalbano checks up. Fripp goes to the outside, swerves back to the inside, looking for an opening. Montalbano has him covered at the moment. It's going to be Thomas Sargent in the Tegra cart that will take the checkered flag here. But what can Fripp do? Coming through the pit turn for the final time, Montalbano will hang on for second. Fripp third, back there to fourth place. William Granger has Taylor Harness right on his back bumper. The gap there, 0.1 of a second at the line. Jessica Morris will finish in sixth place. Some great racing in the rookies pre-final. Tag Restricted Light will be up next with Junior Clubman and Tag Light rounding out the pre-finals here at the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2013.
Do you need a new cart or specialist karting equipment? Then contact Stable Karting and Engineering, your local karting equipment supplier. Stable Karting and Engineering can look after all your karting requirements, including kart preparation and servicing, engine rebuilds, and all your spare parts. Call Stable Karting and Engineering on 6241 0446. Stable Karting and Engineering, proud to sponsor the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Go Hosting aims to put you in control of the key aspects of your web activities. Whether it's managing your email accounts, having web statistics available whenever you want them, or changing your DNS records, whatever your needs, Go Hosting provides the best in web hosting, server hosting, application hosting, and email hosting with full technical support. It won't take much research to discover that their prices are competitive, and with tailored solutions, you'll discover you'll never be paying for something that you don't need. Go Hosting plans are as manageable and flexible as possible. Go Hosting, proud supporters of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today. Alright, Tag Restricted Light about to come out onto the circuit, then it'll be Junior Clubman and Tag Light. Now, just let you know, there'll be a 10-minute break after Tag Light. A 10-minute break after Tag Light so the officials can have some lunch, and then we'll be back to the finals racing action. It'll also give, obviously, the officials time to get the grid sorted for the finals. So be aware, after Tag Light, there will be a 10-minute lunch break. for the officials, and then we'll be back to racing with all the finals action. So as we get set now, the grid, Daniel Smith in the 75, 47 is Sam Van Leeuwen, 8 is Matthew Kenneth, the 79 Chad Horsley, the 18 is Alexander Millward, the 66 is Eric Rees, and the P14 is Brendan Martin. Now Daniel Smith has had a dominant weekend so far in this class, the restricted light finals. Will be interesting to see if Sam Van Leeuwen, who had a third, a fifth and a second, can make some inroads into Daniel Smith's dominance. Kenseth with a fifth and two thirds starts out of position 3. Chad Horsley had all sorts of problems with the braking system on that cart in heat number 3. He starts out of position number 4. It's an even start as we go into turn number 1. Smith on the inside. Van Leeuwen has just got a bump that time as they work their way through the S's, and that's going to allow Smith out. Now here comes Horsley up into third as Kenneth works his way up into second. Kenneth, Horsley, then it's Van Leeuwen. As Van Leeuwen tries to go back up the inside of Horsley, looks like there might have been a bit more contact around the top of the circuit there, and Horsley will hang on to third place. Daniel Smith checking out at the front of the field after one lap. He has a 1.4 second advantage as Van Leeuwen tries to dive up the inside of Horsley again. Horsley really having to work hard to hold on to that third now, as Van Leeuwen will have Alexander Millward on his back bumper, and Millward will try to make a move up the inside. No, he can't. He has to fall back into line. So the race order is Daniel Smith in the 75 cart. The 8 is Matthew Kenneth. Then it's the 79 of Chad Horsley. The 47 of Sam Van Leeuwen. Then it's the 18 of Alexander Millward, the 66 of Eric Reeves, and Brendan Martin in the P14 rounds out the field. So Daniel Smith of 34.505. His best lap in qualifying was a 33.309. So he's a second off his qualifying pace, but he doesn't have to push it at the moment because he has a 1.5 second lead over Matthew Kenneth in the 8 cart. Back to Chad Horsley there in third. Then it's Van Leeuwen, who started on the front row but has backed up here in the early going of this tag restricted light pre-final. Millward is in fifth place, and just after putting the pressure on the back of the 47 cart of Van Leeuwen, he's just not been able to maintain that pressure and has not got any pressure on his back bumper from the 66 of Eric Reeves just yet. As Horsley kicks up the dirt going through turns 2 and then 1 and 2 into the S's, Horsley is taking a lot of ripple strip there as the race leaders work their way around the top of the circuit. Smith out to a 1.8 second advantage. His last lap of 34.264. Second place is Matthew Kenneth. Kenneth in qualifying was third fastest. Horsley, the second fastest qualifier, is up to third now. I guess Horsley can consider his options here too a little bit, as Millward looks to the inside of Van Leeuwen, and Millward gets up beside him round the top turns, and Eric Reeves is going to try and come through as well. So Reeves doesn't get the pass done, but Millward in the 18 cart now moves up into fourth position. Van Leeuwen will dive up the inside of him, but not close enough to be able to make the pass. Smith leads the way, Kenneth, then Horsley, Millward, Van Leeuwen, Reeves and Martin are running order still. Reeves losing a fair bit of ground there when he tried to make that passing move around the top turn. And he has some work to do to close up that ground once again. Race leader is Daniel Smith with 7 laps now completed. Kenneth in the 8 cart runs in second. Horsley has got clear track behind him now, so he'll be able to concentrate on his chasing down of the second place man, who is 1.2 seconds ahead of him. Millward runs in 4th position. Van Luestren then has back to Reeves and Martin. So Daniel Smith, a dominant performance here. A 34.18. Kenneth, a 34.19. So they're both matching each other's pace. For Horsley, a 34.18. Millward's last lap, a 34.29. And Van Luestren, 34.22. So Van Luestren is closing in on Millward again. It looks like he's made the pass going into the top turn. So Millward drops back down to 5th position as Luestren is up into 4th. So Reeves still back in 6th position with Martin in 7th. Chad Horsley running in 3rd place. His last lap of 34.1. The gap is still 1.1 seconds. As the battle for 4th continues on, and it is Millward back up the inside of Van Luestren, but Van Luestren fights off and holds on to 4th place now. Van Luestren runs wide through the pit turn, and Millward just gave him a solid push down the front straight. Eric Reeves mucked up the entry into the S's there and has lost a lot of ground. So the best battle on the circuit has been this battle for 4th right throughout the race. Smith leads by 2.2 seconds. Kenneth is in 2nd. Horsley 3rd. Horsley lost a bit of time, a bit of ground. The 47 gets the black and white diagonal flag that time by. Millward runs in 5th place. As Van Luestren just looked like he was putting his hand over the radiator there. Don't know if he was testing the temperature of that cart, but it allows Millward to make the pass at the end of the straight. So Millward back up into 4th position. Van Luestren in 5th. Reeves in 6th. He wants to be part of that battle as they work their way through the S's. Millward has got himself a couple of cart lengths advantage now over the Van Luestren cart. Reeves is back there with Martin further back. As your race leader is Daniel Smith, a 33.988 his last lap. In lap number 9, he set the fastest lap of the race, a 33.880. Chad Horsley is the second fastest card out there, a 33.956. He runs in 3rd place. He's trying to run down Matthew Kenneth as they start their final lap. So Smith from Kenneth. Horsley trying to run him down here as Van Luestren and Millward, they're banging and crashing their way through the S's once again. Van Luestren up the back straight. Millward just looked to the inside there, wanted to see if Van Luestren was making a move. The checkered flag is at the ready and Daniel Smith takes the victory. Kenneth is in 2nd. 3rd place is Horsley, who closed that gap down significantly on the last lap. Millward will hang on for 4th. Van Luestren back there in fifth, Reeves in sixth, and Brennan Martin in seventh place. Junior Clubman finish and tag 125 light to round out the pre-finals here. Just a reminder, after that tag 125 light class, there'll be a 10-minute lunch break for the officials before we get started with the finals. This is the Rock Solid Concrete in Canberra Cup of 2013.
Jennifer Nipperis from Aussie. Call her on 0414 243 726 for a home loan health check, financing inquiries, debit consolidation, home loan purchases, or investment purchases. If you're thinking of home improvements or renovations, it's free to have an appointment to look at your needs. Call Jennifer on 04-243-726.
Because we reckon if you want to be better off, it's smart to ask.
Capital Trophies and Sportswear are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They've been known for 25 years of family-oriented service, providing reliability and quality workmanship. Capital Trophies and Sportswear have two great locations. On the north side, it is at 101 Lysart Street, Mitchell, whilst on the south side, they're in Shop 4, Primer Court, Canberra. You can give them a call on either 6241 6448 or, for the south side, 6296 2556. Capital Trophies and Sport, 5 years of family service. Proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Yes Firewood Supplies have been delivering quality firewood to Yass, Murrumbateman, Canberra for over 35 years. Be it iron bark, red or yellow, it's cut to the required size and ready to use. Contact Terry Scorgie at 408-694-464. Yass Firewood Supplies, delivering Canberra for 35 years. And proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
So, about to get set now for Junior Clubman. Junior Clubman, just three carts to face the starter here. Zane Morse has won all three heats. Alec Morse has had 2 seconds and a DNF when his cart wouldn't start late yesterday afternoon. Lachlan Chancellor, 2/3 and a second. So, it'll be Zane Morse in the 90 cart, and Alec Morse in the 9 on the front row. Lachlan will start the back. So they'll form up, ready for a seat. Tag 125 light will be on the grid and set for their pre-final up next. Then that 10-minute break for the officials before we start with the finals. In good formation now, ready for a start. And it's Alec Morse who gets the jump. Chancellor also getting past Zane Morse here in turn number one. So, Zane Morse, who's the pole sitter, just missing the start completely there. And it's work to do as they head off the circuit. Lachlan Chancellor trying to make a move around the outside. Morse, as Alec Morse leads the way here in the above all roof CC Racing kart. Zane Morse makes the move up the inside of Lachlan Chancellor in that metal shop top cart. Zane Morse in the CC Racing entry up into second position now. Alec Morse hold off Zane. The 9, 90 and 22. Alec Morse in the 9. 90 is Zane Morse. Lachlan Chancellor is in the 22. As they head through the pit turn once again, it's Alec Morse who leads by 0.4 of a second. Morse, the race leader, Alec Morse, as we said, had dramas yesterday in his cart, couldn't get it far, and had to sit out the second heat. So, Zane, right on the back bumper, Morse, as they head through the pit turn once again. At the line, the gap was 0.4 of a second last time by. It's 0.1 of a time by. As Alec Works through the S's. Into the back of Alex Cart that time. They head through the dip and up onto the back straight. As Zane Morse putting the pressure all over Alex Morse. Zane Morse of 34.193 that last lap. Alex Morse at 34.64. Across the start finish line. Four laps completed. The gap 0.1 of a second. As Alex Morse at 34.47 to Zane Morse's 34.8. And Lachlan Chancellor at 34.624. Zane Morse looks to the inside of Alex Morse and he makes the pass. So Alex Morse drops back and in fact Lachlan Chancellor will have an opportunity to put some pressure on him. Zane Morse leads the way. A 34.8 second lap for Zane Morse. Alex Morse a 36.2 second lap. Which is why Lachlan Chancellor now is right on his back bumper with a 34.85 second lap for Lachlan Chancellor on lap. So just a reminder, tag light up next and then a 10-minute break for the officials and then we'll be back with all the finals action here in the Cup of 2013 brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. I'd like to thank all the great sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club team and hope that when you need to make a purchasing decision, you remember the people who support karting in your area. Zane Morse leading the way by 1.4 seconds now. They have five laps left next time by the start-finish line. Zane Morse, a 34.4 second lap. Alex Morse, a 34.5. Lachlan Chancellor, a 34.6 second lap. This time, it's a 34.4. Zane Morse, a 34.4. And a 34.5 for Lachlan Chancellor. As they head up the back straight, Zane Morse in pole. Lachlan Chancellor looks like he's closing up that gap. Here's Alex Morse. But Alex Morse kicks away again. So Alex Morse in the CC Racing Arrow Kart. 0.3 seconds behind Zane Morse. Who leads Lachlan Chancellor now in third position. A 34.53 is last lap. A 34.509. The fastest for Chancellor. A 34.27 for Alex Morse and a 34.139 for Zane Morse. So as the leaders work through the S's once again, Zane Morse leading from Alex Morse and Lachlan Chancellor. Tag 125 light up next. Zane Morse. Is your race leader by 2 seconds now. 4.3. A 34.1 this time. Zane Morse a 1.92. Alex Morse is a 34.105. And Lachlan Chancellor. A 34.435. So as the leading the way, Alex Morse in leading from Alex Morse. Alex Morse, second behind, he had a 34.095 second lap. That's the fastest lap by any of the competitors out there. So, Alex Morse, I saw something kick off the racetrack and I saw Alex Morse watch that as well. So, Zane Morse takes the victory here. Alex Morse comes home in second and Lachlan Chancellor is home in third. Tag 125 Light is up next. the final of the pre-finals here in the Rock Solid Concreting Canberra Cup of 2013.
Natural Gas and Water are proud sponsors of Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're specialists in hot water, heating and cooling, including solar hot water. At Natural Gas and Water, they supply and install all types of hot water systems, including electric, gas, continuous flow and solar systems. And as Canberra can not only get very cold in winter, but also extremely hot in summer, they specialise in evaporative cooling. You can give Natural Gas and Water a call today on 6241823. Natural Gas and Water, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
Linchpin Maintenance Services are a proud sponsor of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. They're a Canberra-based building maintenance company with over 2 years experience. They have mobile units that service the ACT region daily and are an environmentally friendly company which prides itself in providing quick, efficient service to their clients. Some of their building management services include electrical lighting maintenance, data, voice, tiling, painting, signage, carpentry, graffiti removal, external cleaning, rubbish removals, electrical and general repairs. Linchpin on 0411 405 299. Capital Aircraft Services are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Capital Aircraft Services' goal is to improve your aircraft value. They provide a number of services for general, business and regional aviation. Contact Neil Allen on 0417 502 058 or check out their website at www.capair.com.au. That's capair.com.au. Capital Aircraft Services go to extraordinary lengths to understand all that is required to reach your mission target. Right first time, finished on time, Capital Aircraft Services.
Matthew Nipperis is on the pole in the 16 cart. The 17 is Adrian Hogan, and it's Nipperis who gets the jump. Hogan tries to go down. The inside of him is Logan Ritter has got onto the grass there, and somehow he has got in back into the racetrack without anyone collecting him. Rowan Fripp was off the circuit as well there, and he's rejoined without too much trouble. But it's Matthew Nipperis who's leading in front in that 16 cart. Cart Connect CRG 16 of Matthew Nipperis. Adrian Hogan, the 3 of Logan Ritter. Well, he's got the black and white diagonal flag that time by. Nipperis leads from Adrian Hogan. Beck Connell's back there in third. Corey Donnelly's in fourth. They have kicked away from John Wells in the 69 cart as they work their way around the top of the circuit. Donnelly up the inside of Connell makes the pass for third as Hogan goes up the inside of Nipperis, and Hogan is your new race leader. So Hogan up the inside of Nipperis. Nipperis tried to do the same going into turn number one, but Hogan is your leader. Nipperis back there in second. Donnelly in third. Connell in fourth. Wells is back there in fifth position with Scorgi in sixth. Then it's Valeri, Ritter, Fripp, Van Lewiston, Allen and Humphreys. So there looks like there's a card off the side of the start-finish straight. Hogan is your race leader. From then it's back to Donnelly. Beck Connell just falling off the pace slightly there as Beck Connell works through the dip and up onto the back straight. The chain guard getting cleared away now. That's where you don't want any numbers or any identifier on there, because the officials will now know whose cart that's off. As Logan Ritter up the inside makes the pass on Matthew Valeri. Oh, contact between Hogan and Nipperis as they were through the S's. Hogan maintains his position at the front of the field. Ritter, it's Nipperis, Donnelly and Connell. So as the race leader heads across the start-finish line, four laps completed here, and Nipperis is your race leader. Hogan has got up the inside of him. Corey Donnelly and Hogan is off into the kitty litter. Bet Connell is now up into third. So as the race leader works his way up along the back straight, Bet Connell is the new second place runner, with Corey Donnelly right on her back bumper. For Adrian Hogan, though, he's fallen a long way down. So Corey Donnelly in third position. We'll get the 61 next time. We'll get the black and white diagonals next time by. He runs in third position currently. Then it's back to Jamie Lee Scorgi up into fourth. 69 on John Wells. The three is Logan Ritter. Adrian Hogan in the 17. As the race leader is Matthew Nipperis. Nipperis leading the way from Beck Connell. Then it's Donnelly. The race leader, Matthew Nipperis, out to a 0.4 of a second lead. His fastest lap of the race, a 32.7. His last lap, a 32.9. So, a couple of drivers going to visit the stewards during the 10-minute lunch break here after this race. So Matthew Nipperis leading the way from Beck Connell, Corey Donnelly, Jamie Lee Scorgi in the 18. The meatball flag going out to number 4. That's the black flag with the orange circle. And that is the cart that's believed to have lost the chain guard. Yellow flag out at the top of the circuit. Two carts off the circuit. As the leader is Matthew Nipperis. Hogan now up into fifth position. Jamie Lee Scorgi in fourth. So we've lost John Wells and Logan Ritter. So John Wells and Logan Ritter stuck at the top of the circuit. Logan Ritter was already visiting the stewards at the end of this race. It'll be interesting to see what reports will come from that incident, as Logan Ritter now drives back onto the circuit. So Logan Ritter, who's lost, two laps to the leaders. And Logan Ritter's side pod there quite heavily damaged. As Matthew Nipperis is your race leader, Beck Connell is in second position. Corey Donnelly in third, Jamie Lee Scorgi in fourth, Adrian Hogan in fifth position, as Hogan is trying to work his way back after being a leader of this race in the early running. So Valeri is next, then it's Fripp, Van Luestren, still out on the circuit there in the four cart. In fact, Van Luestren now getting the black with orange circle flag, showing a mechanical drama on his cart from the stewards at ground level. So, three laps remaining for your race leader. And Van Luestren still hasn't signaled that he's seen the black flag with the orange circle, and he's still trying to put a pass now on Jacob Fripp. So the officials will take a dim view of him not obeying that flag. As Nipperis continues to lead. Nipperis leads from Beck Connell by 0.3 of a second. Nipperis' fastest lap, a 2.0 0.695. Connell's fastest lap, 32.660. So Beck Connell, who was the fastest qualifier, closing in on Matthew Nipperis with just on a lap remaining. Connell closing in on Nipperis as they head around the top of the circuit. Checkered flag at the ready for Matthew Nipperis. Beck Connell in second, but Nipperis will take the victory. Nipperis, his fourth win of the weekend in this Tag 125 light class. Connell in second, Conley in third, Scorgi, then Hogan, Valeri, Fripp, Van Luistren, well, he'll be excluded from this race. Macaulay Allen, then it's Trent Humphreys with Logan Ritter, who he eventually pulled off the circuit there. John Wells also out of the running after contact up in the top turn. So, a break now ahead of the finals after a very interesting Tag 125 light pre-final. Junior National Light will be back on the circuit shortly here in the Canberra Cup of 2013, brought to you by Rock Solid Concreting. Rock Solid Concreting are proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club. Rock Solid Concreting work throughout Canberra for concreting and paving. Rock Solid Concreting, you can contact them on 0412 085 367. Rock Solid Concreting, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing for all your concreting and paving needs. Give them a call today.
Canberra Kart Shed is a full-service kart shop, including setup and repairs, as well as engine testing and rebuilding. Friendly advice coupled with competitive prices ensure your karting experience will be rewarding. See Brett at the track or check out his full range of products, including Freckle Engines, at www.kartshed.com.au. Canberra Kart Shed, proud sponsors of the Canberra Kart Racing Club.
The Canberra Kart Racing Club would like to thank Yass Valley Earthworks. They're tough but careful experts in precision work. If you need earth moving or excavation services in Yass, the Yass Valley, well, Yass Valley Earthworks has everything you need to get the job done. They're experienced, qualified and highly skilled operators who can complete any job safely and effectively. Yass Valley Earthworks, give them a call for all your excavation needs on 0408 630 115 today.